This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
And we feed upon lies from somebody who's the father of lies. And you know if it didn't come from God, it came from him. It's a lie. So Satan says you're going to die. He lied. That ought to get you healed right there. He lied. Well, how you know he lied? It came from the devil. The devil said, God ain't going to tell me that. Satan said, he lied, so I'm going to live. Everything good. Amen. You got to stop allowing your life to be governed by a liar.
Calling all world changers. Meet us July 14th through the 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. It's time to be empowered by Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Register right now to reserve your seat. Text Grace Life, no spaces, to 51555 or call 1-866-477-7683. Virtual registration is also available. Visit gracelife-conference.org for more info.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7. He says this, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us power, the ability to get results. He's given us power, He's given us love, and we have a sound mind. All right, so if He hadn't given us fear, He hadn't given us the spirit of fear, we know that's true, then we have to conclude that fear is not natural and it is not normal, okay? So we establish that. Also in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, the solution to the spirit of fear, that when the spirit of fear shows up, and you got to learn how to be really honest with yourself. You got to really get to the point where you say, I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm facing fear. I'm being tempted with fear. Fear is knocking on the door. You're not going to accomplish anything just trying to, be religious and deep like nothing's going on. If it's there, face it, okay? Face it and deal with it. So how do we deal with it? 1 John chapter 4 and 18. And here's what he says. There is no fear in love. Now, that's a powerful statement. There is no fear in love. Okay? But perfect love casteth out fear. Another translation says that perfect love expels fear. How many of you know it's time for you to expel fear? Amen? Perfect love expels fear, because fear hath torment. It does have torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, I mean, this is pretty straightforward. Perfect love, what is perfect love? It's the love that God has for us, and us coming to a place where we have faith in that love, okay? And so I have faith and I believe in the love that God has for me. Now, fear is most of the time going to try to contradict the promises of God. It's going to try to contradict what God has said to you and promised you and declared who you are. And the greatest fear that Satan wants to put on us is the fear that what he said and what he promised won't come to pass, okay? So by reminding yourself that, God loves you, and because God loves you, that has come to pass. Because God loves you, this has taken place. Because God loves you, I am healed. Because God loves you, I will be all right. And so you have to understand that when fear knocks, the perfect love answers. And it's the perfect love that you believe that God has for you. I believe God loves me. And because I believe God loves me, any fear that comes my way, I cast out, because perfect love catches out all fear. If you understand that, say amen. Amen. Okay, so we move on to what we were really dealing with, and the more and more I think about it, it gets more and more deeper and deeper. Romans chapter 8 and 2. So to really get in the nitty-gritty of how this fear operates, we first of all understand that there are principles, and I'm going to use that word tonight. I will use the word law interchangeably, but when I talk about the laws that govern life, I'm not talking about the law of Moses, okay? I'm not talking about the 613 laws. I'm talking about spiritual principles that have been set forth to govern things. There is a law of gravity or a principle of gravity that will work for anybody that will get involved. That is a law of gravity, but that is the principle that operates on this planet. Okay, so there are, just like there's a law of gravity, there's a law of lift that operates in the natural, okay? So likewise, there are laws that govern and operate in the world of the spirit, in the spirit realm where angels and demons exist and where God and Satan exist, that spirit realm, there are laws that govern the spirit realm. Now, why should that be important to us as Christians? Even though we live in the natural, where there are laws that govern the natural realm, we've got to understand that everything in this physical world has come out from the spiritual world, or the spiritual world is kind of like the parent of the physical world. So you've got to understand, if you want your physical life to go a certain way, it's got to start with what's happening in that spiritual world. And we have authority in those two places. We have authority in that spiritual world. We have authority in that physical world. And so what I release spiritually is going to give birth to something in this physical world. So I got to pay attention to what I release. There are laws that govern the spirit. Now, there are two major laws that govern life, okay? According to this scripture, Romans 8 and 2, he says, for the law of the spirit of life, that's one, in Christ Jesus. So now I had a little adjustment to make today. For the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That's another one. So I submit to you two of the major basic laws that govern life: the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. Let's deal with the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, functions and operates by the faith of Jesus Christ. And that's the adjustment I made. It functions by faith, but it functions by the faith of Jesus Christ. It functions by, this law functions by me believing what Jesus believes. This law functions by me having faith in what Jesus has faith in. And so basically, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus operates by faith. It operates by faith. If you're going to, and that means, you know, I already believe that I already have what Jesus has already done. I already believe that I already have what Jesus has already done. And so, I mean, that's a powerful thing. I'm healed. I'm prosperous. I'm delivered. I have peace. Spiritual warfare is not only me receiving what Jesus has done, but also me maintaining what Jesus has done. So the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus operates by faith. Now, when faith is released in that law, in that principle, when faith is released there, you turn on the life cycle. So there's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which operates by faith. When you operate by faith, it now turns on the life cycle. The life cycle starts working in you and in your life and around you. So you experience things like, you know, goodness. You experience things like healing. You experience the finished works of Jesus Christ, and that life cycle is going to bring you all the way up to eternal life and life spent with God. So all of the goodness of God, all of the promises of God, all of everything that God says is yours right now comes when you recognize there are laws that the law of life in Christ Jesus that operates by the faith that that turns on the life cycle. And by living this way, you're living in the life cycle. And everything that deals with life, I've come that you might have what? Life. And to have it what? More abundantly. Okay? And so you start living that abundant life. That's that life cycle, and you're just cycling everything that deals with abundant life, everything that is good, everything that is wealthy, healthy, all those things happen. Now, will you still have a tax? Yes, but you're operating by a greater law that governs all of the rest of the things that you have to face. This is the most powerful law that you can operate in life. Somebody says, well, what about the law of sin and death? Listen to what it says. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. So it has to be greater. See, the law of lift in the natural is greater than the law of gravity. Okay? The law of gravity says, you know, what goes up must come down. But the law of lift says if you engage that, it will now set you free from the law of gravity and you can take flight. Glory be to God. All right, so let's look at the law of sin and death. Well, how does that operate? Well, the law of sin and death, this is interesting, the law of sin and death operates, watch this, by fear. You turn the law of sin and death on by fear. You activate the law of life, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus by faith. Every time I say by faith, I think about by faith of I don't know if you've been doing that, but all week long, I've been going around saying, I'm delivered by the faith of Jesus. I'm healed by the faith of Jesus. I'm prosperous by the faith of Jesus. I'm saved by the faith of Jesus. I'm trying to renew my mind to that, to remind me that I have faith in what Jesus has already done. Amen? By me saying that, I am activating those principles that the faith of Jesus has already made available, but now I now move into the life cycle of that. So what happens is Satan says, okay, I need something like what God got. So remember spiritual reciprocals. I don't even know if we talked about that last week. Did we talk about spirit? 1/3, the reciprocal is now 3/1 or 2/3 of reciprocal. We use it in fractions. Well, there are spiritual reciprocals, okay? They can be like common, like for all fractions, but they're inverted, okay? On the same plane, but inverted. And so what happens is you have the law of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Satan says, I want to invert that law and produce something that will produce sin and death. So there's a law of sin and death. So under the law of life in Christ Jesus, it operates by faith. The reciprocal of faith is fear. See, fear didn't exist first, and then faith came out of it. Fear came out as a reciprocal or an inversion of faith. The law of sin and death is a reciprocal or an inversion of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Satan is trying to be an inversion of God. The problem there is there's no common denominator. He's an archangel and God's God. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, so what he's trying to set up here is, all right, like you need faith to turn on that principle of Spirit of life, you need fear to turn on the principle of sin and death. Fear. So you're not just walking around with fear. That's not all that's happening. You are literally switching on a law that tries to now govern your life. Now, what happens when you have fear that it turns on the law of sin and death? When you have fear that turns that law on, that law now produces the death cycle. You start doing things, thinking things that is just leading you to death, okay? Leading you to sickness, leading you to poverty. It's everything in that death cycle that's been turned on by your fear that's happening in your life. You cannot tolerate fear. Why? To tolerate fear is to contaminate faith. You cannot. So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus will make you free from sin and death, will make you free from fear, will make you free from the death cycle. So as Christian people, we have got to engage the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and it will make you free from everything that leads to the death cycle. And you and I have got to recognize that in our life, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to have the only potential in your life is the death cycle. You have to decide to turn on the death cycle in your life. You have to decide to turn on sin and death in your life. You have to decide. It is a decision. It's not, well, some people are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and some people are under the law of sin and death. No, 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 no. The only people that are under the law of sin and death are those who have activated through their fear, and they have found that their fear is now governing their life, governing their speech, governing their thinking, and they are in a death cycle. Stuff just ain't acting right. Stuff ain't going good. It's just like, why is this happening like this? Now, on some cases, somebody says, well, you know, it's just maturing me. Yeah, that's good, unless you are the victim of the law that you turned on to operate. All right, so how does that work? How does that work? All right, let's look at this real quick. Proverbs 18, 21, and then Matthew 12, 37. Proverbs 18, 21. Now, this is going to take us back to something that somebody's going to say, dear God, we back to talking about that again? Isn't it amazing how we can go through the same scriptures and get something totally, a total different direction or add more to it? And I'm convinced sometimes we don't need to go to new scriptures. We just need to go over the ones we just talked about. Because the Bible is pregnant, full of revelation, amen? And you can't exhaust it, amen? You can just get a little bit and go back and look at something else, amen? Praise God. All right, Proverbs 18, 21. All right, so we talk about the death cycle and the life cycle. We talked about the law of sin and death and the law of life, which is in Christ Jesus. All right, check this out. Now it's going to really make sense. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall benefit from it or eat the fruit thereof, either death or life. Okay, so... You can just say, well, it don't really matter. It does. What you allow to consistently come out of your mouth matters. Why? Because it is the determining factor, I believe, in what law is working. I just don't want the law of sin and death to be working in my life and then I ignore it. I want to every day ignite and to turn on the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I want to turn that on. But death and life is in the power of the tongue. You know, that is an awesome responsibility to realize that there's a scripture in the Bible that says death and life is your responsibility. Now, look at this scripture. Go to the next one. I saw this one in Matthew 12, 37. Matthew 12, 37. He says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. So don't tell me what's coming out of here is not important. It gives laws the authority to produce fruit in your life. This right here. Your whole life will change if you'll change the way you're talking. At least set some time aside to release stuff. And that's why, you know, that's why we started doing the confessions in the morning. I know I got at least 30 minutes of time with people of us saying the right things and then depending on the grace of God throughout the day. Don't go and beat yourself up if you're not there yet. Just, you know. All right, I understand this now, I know this now, I see myself now. At least I put 30 minutes in the day of good time doing the thing. At least I can do that. And Father, I thank you that you'll help me. God will teach you how to be holy. You know what? The Bible says grace will teach you. In the book of Titus, it says grace will teach you. No, here's what it actually says. Grace will teach us. And the emphasis is us who are born again. Grace won't teach the unsaved world because they're not paying no attention. Grace teaches us to live a godly life. Grace teaches us to resist ungodliness. And that's a whole, I can wait, but it's going to be exciting to explain to you what that means. let's close with this. It is amazing to me that most people tend to hear Satan more clearly than they hear God. They listen to him say they're not going to make it, that they're going to fail, that they're going to be depressed, sick, and broke all their lives. However, understanding the nature of Satan will give you the strength you need to resist his deception and choose to activate the law of faith rather than the law of fear. The first thing we must know about Satan is that he is a liar. He cannot tell the truth. Similarly, God is the truth and cannot tell a lie. So the very natures of God and Satan are what govern the words they speak. When God says something to you, you can bank on it because he is incapable of lying. When Satan whispers something in your ear, you can be sure it's a lie because he's incapable of telling the truth. When you understand the fundamental differences between God and Satan, your confidence in your ability to rise above fear will soar. The Bible doesn't just call Satan a liar. It says he is the father of lies. In other words, the boy spent all day having just giving birth to lies. He's never created anything. He's only perverted what God has created. His primary goal is to challenge God's faith-giving promises with fear, which brings doubt. And when we understand Satan's tactics, along with the law of reciprocals, we begin to see that every time we embrace fear of any kind, we are canceling out our faith. And I think that's a sum total. You see that in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It mentions the faith, but your faith is like contaminated if you let the voices, if you somehow think that Satan's just told the truth, it's a lie. He lies. And we feed upon lies from somebody who's the father of lies. And if it didn't come from God, it came from him. It's a lie. So Satan says you're gonna die. He lying. That ought to get you healed right now. He lying. Well, how you know he lying? It came from the devil. The devil said, God ain't gonna tell me that. Satan said, he lying, so I'm gonna live. Everything good. Amen. You got to stop allowing your life to be governed by a liar. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Satan says, you broke. You're like, oh my God, I'm rich. Take everything he says. So God cannot lie. And all Satan does is lie. As God is incapable of telling a lie, Satan is incapable of telling the truth. So why do you say that? Because the character really determines and really gives you a lot of trust in God, because you know the character of Satan. He's a liar. He lies all the time. He's the father of lies. Why are you going to believe him? The one who condemns, the one who lies, the one tells you that you're not righteous, the one tells you that God doesn't love you, the one tells you that you're not enough. It's all lies. And how is it that we can be Christians in church and believe the lie more than we believe the truth? Praise God, that's over with, amen? Amen. We have activated the law of life, which is in Christ Jesus, which has also made you free from the law of sin and death. So I declare that you are free from the law of sin and death. You are free from fear, and you are free from the death cycle. Somebody say amen, somebody. Amen. Amen.
Are you looking for tools to defeat the terror and panic that are in the atmosphere these days? The answers are in Creflo Dollar's 7-message series, How to Defeat Fear. God is greater than any fear we could face, and this life-changing series will equip you with godly weapons to eliminate fear from your life.
Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, depending on God. Your faith is really dependent on God. The just shall live by dependent on God. Now, dependent on God is the substance of things hoped for. Dependent on God is the evidence of things not seen. For we live from dependent on God to dependent on God.
Just trust God.
and watch him come in and take that fear away from you.
Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to secure your series today for a love gift of only $40 or more. Banish fear today.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change.
But God says, no, you're valuable because you belong to me. You're valuable because you're part of my family. It's not in what you do, it's because of who I am on the inside of you.
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. Grow in purpose and in grace with believers from around the globe.
But those of you who have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you might still have some crazy stuff going on, but you got that one thing right, and God can help you and take care of you. But don't ignore Jesus.
We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
By the grace of God, we feed and clothe people, provide houses, visit hospitals and prisons, and do so, so much more. Every time you make a financial donation to support us, you do these things as well. The tangible relief we provide to God's precious people is only possible because of your faithful support. Thank you for supporting us as we strive to reach a lost and dying world for the Lord Jesus Christ.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CrefloDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Prayer is a communion with God, and your communion with God should be constant. I'm telling you, New Testament praying, we tell our problems about our God. When you move from prayer into communion, your life's going to change.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
He says it is by our love that people will know that we belong to Christ and that we are Christians indeed. It's not our knowledge of quoting scriptures and chapters in the book, but it's by our love. And then as a result, we can extend that same love to other people.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.